Quickie Mysteries from the case files of Cordova Line. This is Cordova Line with a case I call The Legal Lingo. A newlywed friend of mine begged me to meet up with him at a Starbucks because he had stormed out of the home he shared with his wife after their terrible argument when he brought home groceries on his own. According to my friend, his wife accused him of not listening to her specific grocery shopping requests. His lawyer-by-trade wife had asked him to pick up some fish, potato chips, and vegetables from the supermarket on the way home. However, when he walked through the front door and she saw that he had bought a mackerel pike, a can of Pringles, and a ready-to-eat salad set, she went ballistic. He said that he couldn't understand what she was screaming about, and he couldn't get a word in edgewise, so he just turned around and left. Getting recently married can create extra friction between two people, so I went ahead and told him the only thing I knew. I told him that his wife was correct, and that he was in the wrong. Let's take a step back. Do you know why I said that? I'll give you a moment to think about it before I explain. Okay, let's see if you figured it out. In the case of The Legal Lingo, my friend brought home a can of Pringles when his wife requested some potato chips. The thing was that, legally speaking, Pringles aren't actually potato chips. Although Pringles look like, crunch like, and taste like potato chips, they actually aren't made of thinly sliced potatoes, but are dehydrated potato flakes pressed together, and cannot be marketed as potato chips, according to the Federal Food and Drug Administration. I had a feeling that his wife's day job as a lawyer was partly to blame for their argument. And it turned out that my hunch was correct. Finally understanding why he was legally wrong, my friend crawled back home and begged his wife for forgiveness. And the young couple gave birth to their first child 9 months later, and they all lived happily ever after. And that was the case I call The Legal Lingo. Come back again next time, and I'll share another case with you. See ya, fellow detective. Next time on Quickie Mysteries. One student, one letter grade, and one thing that Cordova Line noticed that broke the case of the bee on the report wide open. What did Cordova Line notice? Listen to the next episode of Quickie Mysteries, wherever you get your podcasts, and see if you notice it too.